Thanks for tuning into the Song Lines and Tan Lines podcast with Anthony Renfro. Those returning, thank you. Those new to this podcast, welcome. Now let's pull up the anchor and set sail. Before I go further into the episode, I thought it might be a good idea to give you my first raw reaction thoughts to Jimmy's new album, Equal Strain on All Parts. I wrote this down after my first listen. Here are my raw first reaction thoughts to Jimmy's new album. It goes like this. The opening song, The University of Bourbon Street, is an instant classic and an instant favorite. It's one of the songs on the new album that I hate won't get a chance to shine in concert unless the Coral Reefers get that tour together they are talking about. I hope they do, because Mac could easily handle this song vocally, and this song would shine on stage. Perfect song for a jam. Bubbles up. We know it. We love it. Still causing tears as of today. And it's been 2 months since Jimmy's death. Audience of one. This is a grower, but one that I'm sure I will enjoy for many years to come. My gummy just kicked in. Love it. Been loving it for a bit. Close Calls is a throwback to the great Filling Station holdup or Peanut Butter Conspiracy in sound and design. Like it a lot. Sounds amazing. Equal Strain on All Parts. Love this one. It's got a great vibe and a sort of callback to The Captain and the Kid. Thumbs up. Like My Dog, been enjoying this one for a while as well. And it's another instant favorite for me. And I'm not even a dog lover. I'm a cat person. Thai Punch Cafe, I think is the way that one goes. Love it. Far Side of the World mixed with One Particular Harbor. It works perfectly. Portugal or PEI. Got this Jimmy 90s sound all over it, like it could have been on Barometer Soup or Banana Wind. So good. Love it too. Then the album hits a couple of growers that I am sure will only get better the more I hear them. Nobody Works on Friday and Fish Porn. And Fish Porn is probably the weakest song on the album. It will be interesting to see how these two play out with more listens. Johnny's Rum reminds me of Distantly in Love. Another great one. And so is Columbus and Mozambique. Digging those tunes as well. And Mozambique was the perfect song to close the album on. Those are my first raw reaction thoughts to the new album. An album that definitely sounds like Jimmy knew that this was his final album. It has a career-spanning sound. And in each of these songs, you can hear different Jimmy Buffett eras. And I don't think that wasn't intentional. Thumbs up. Great album. I can't wait to listen to it further. Did my opinion change? Did it not? Let's dive in and find out. Hope you enjoy the episode.
I guess the point of going to college was to acquire myself a little knowledge and help me figure out what life is really all about.
The University of Bourbon Street is the first song on the album, or CD, or whatever it's called this day and age. And it doesn't disappoint. I really like this one, and it's an early contender for one of my favorites on the album. Actually, it's one of my favorite Jimmy Buffett songs. Of course, I will listen to this album many times over, but I don't think my opinion will ever change about this song. In fact, I bet this song will only get better the more times I hear it. And I think this song is a perfect companion to Pencil Thin Mustache. I love the bouncy New Orleans sounds of this one with those horns. You can almost feel New Orleans crawling out of the speakers. Love it so much. And this is one of the songs on the album that makes me sad that Buffett won't get a chance to perform it live in concert. This song would have been fantastic under the concert lights, with the parrot heads dancing their butts off, and maybe, just maybe, if the Coral Reefers figure out how to tour, we might get to see this one live. I certainly hope so. Could see a Peter Mayer or Mac McAnally nailing the vocals of this song. Heck, maybe go with Nadira Shakur. Get a little female vocal on this one. Whoever sings it, I hope they get the chance to perform it in concert.
When this world starts a-reeling from that pressure drop feeling, we're just treading water each day. There's a way to feel better, be well set to weather the storms till the sun shines again. When your compass is spinning and you're lost on the way, like a leaf in the wind, friend, hear me when I say, bubbles up, they will point you towards home. No matter how deep or how far you roam, they will show you the surface, the plot and the purpose. So when the journey gets long, just know that you are loved. There is light up above, and the joy is always enough. Bubbles up.
I will never forget the first time I heard Bubbles Up. It was the Saturday when we all found out Jimmy had passed away. I had just come in from a walk, trying to wrap my head around this loss. A strange loss. I didn't know the man, but it was crushing me hard. Still is. I had decided to cool down from my walk and listen to Radio Margaritaville. Right after I turned it on, that's when they played this song, and I had to leave the room. I didn't want my kids to see me in tears. Not that I mind that they see me crying. I'm not trying to be that kind of a guy. But it seems silly to cry over a celebrity. Still does. But this song about put me on the floor that dark Saturday morning. It's an amazing, powerful ballad and definitely one of my favorites by Jimmy. I can see why so many people love and enjoy this song. It truly is one of his all-time best. Initially, I was lukewarm to this song, Audience of One, but this song keeps getting better the more I hear it. The chorus gets stuck in your head in a good way. Not sure the style of the song. It's not rock, pop, or country, but I do enjoy whatever this sound is. Kind of gives me those honeydew vibes. Great tune with a smooth guitar solo.
A summer party on the South Shore. Yeah.
let down her hair. A procession of expression, frozen in shock.
What's not to like about My Gummy Just Kicked In? It's a rockin' tune with Sir Paul McCartney playing bass guitar. It's the kind of song that demands to be cranked up, and it shows that Jimmy can rock with the best of them. It's catchy, upbeat, full of good vibes, and good energy. Been enjoying this one for a bit. It never gets old.
Just to be alive. I fought Buford Pusser in a honky-tonk joint. He whipped my ass. That's beside the point. Close calls, close calls. Lucky just to be alive. Been in lots of tight spots. So many that I can't explain. Big shots.
Close Calls gives me the Great Filling Station Hold Up or Peanut Butter Conspiracy vibes. I was kind of shocked when I first heard it. I didn't expect to get a straight up bluegrass kind of country song on this album. And once again, Jimmy and his band proved they can play about anything and make it sound great. Love this one. So catchy. So upbeat. Nice throwback to Jimmy's earlier songs.
My grandfather said, not so little now here in my grown-up head. I didn't always see the wisdom at the time, but I'm older now. Right after lunch and a cafe royal, he'd take his combat nap. Slip away to God knows where beneath his weathered cap and doze off with that parlance I came to understand. Equal strength on all parts. Son, whatever course you set.
Love this song, Equal Strain on All Parts. It's a great ballad from start to finish, easily singable. This is an instant Jimmy Buffett classic, a throwback to the Captain and the Kid, and it's always fun to hear Jimmy talk about his past, and it sounds like his grandfather was a fun guy to hang out with.
She never tells me that she's sick of this house. She never says, why don't you get off that couch? She don't cost nothing when she wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. She never says I need a new attitude. Her and your sister ain't always in a few. When I leave the seat up, she don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. She never looks at me like she might hate me. I want you.
you to love me like my dog.
Like My Dog is still one of my favorites on this album. I like the way it moves and grooves and bounces happily along. It's got a great beat, a great chorus. I could go on and on, but this is another Jimmy Buffett instant classic. And I say this as a cat person, not even a dog person, but I love this song. It's one of Jimmy's all-time best.
Above the entrance curtain hangs a well-used frying pan.
The owner's not the Aga Khan.
It is the Jolly Man.
Ula, ula.
There are a few songs on this album that jumped off at me from the jump, as the kids say these days, and Tea Punch Cafe was one of them. It's one of my favorite Buffett themes in any of his songs, and that is the traveling theme. Songs that take you off to somewhere beyond your four walls. It reminds me so much of the song Far Side of the World, which is a song that is a big favorite of mine by Jimmy. I can't recommend this song enough, and it's a great duet as well. Angelique sounds amazing singing right along with Jimmy Buffett.
Everybody's on a soapbox, influencers and phones. Tick-tock, Tommy Rock, round the clock, but I'm still thinking Rolling Stones. So where am I gonna go when the volcanoes blow? Everybody's asking all the time. Contemplating Malbec Bay or a beach bar near Sagre. I'm sure I'll find a way. Till then I'll be in the conga line.
Up in Portugal, O.P.I. Laying low, staying high. I got my good friends close and trouble falling away.
Portugal, or P.E.I., is another song from this album that hit me immediately when I first heard it. Love the sound of it, the way it ebbs and flows, the catchy chorus, the upbeat vibe, and Jimmy sounds amazing once again on vocals. Hard to believe he's singing like this on this album with all he had going on medically. This is also another one of those take you away to somewhere beyond your walls songs, and I love it for that reason too. The horns, straight out of Desperation Samba. Another plus, right?
Somewhere when Friday comes along, we'll be gone, 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 gone.
Nobody works on Friday.
summer siesta, bossa nova heats up Brazil. But here the boss man's glued to the camera, checking productivity. But the company time's not yours and mine, that's the point of flexibility. It took a global crisis to remind us there's so much more to life than working just a four-day week. Nobody works on Friday.
I'll put my hand up, and I will freely and openly admit this. This is a safe space, right? We're all safe around here. No judging, right? Nobody works on Friday didn't jump off at me right away. I'll admit that. I was lukewarm towards it at first, but this song grew on me quickly, and I now love it. I can't stop singing it and listening to it. It's a great song from start to finish. I don't know if I'll ever love Fish Porn. It's not a terrible song, but it isn't grabbing me as much as the rest of the songs on this album are. However, the more I listen to it, the more I do enjoy it. And I think that enjoyment will continue to grow as the years roll on.
A dream I was down at JoJo's, having a burger neath the setting sun. Johnny was sitting in the corner, sipping on a glass of Dippa rum. He was checking out all of the tombstones across the cemetery in L'Oreal. The stage was hung, the sound check done, he was ready for everyone. He strummed the guitar made of orchids, and the who's who all were there. Bill Haley, Carl Perkins, not to mention Buddy Holly, plus a couple of Jordanaires. Colonel Parker was lurking on a nearby beach with the contract full of deceit. But Johnny took the stage and tore up every page, and the crowd flew out of their seats.
Love the sound and vibe of Johnny's Rum. I honestly don't have much more to say about it other than that. This one worked for me the first time I heard it, and it just keeps getting better the more I listen to it. I was texting with Adam from the Under 40 Victims of Fate podcast, and he said this song reminds him of Six Stream Music. I hear that, but for some reason I also hear bits of Distantly in Love as well. Those are not bad songs to be compared to. Am I right?
Better keep your distance from this whale. Better keep your boat from going astray. Find yourself a partner and treat them well. gotta give them shelter night and day. 'Cause here in this blue light, far away from the fireside, things can get twisted and crazy and crowded, and you can't even feel all right. So I dream of Columbus every time the panic starts.
Columbus is another song, like so many on this album, that just works from the opening chord to the last. It's got a kind of throwback to Jimmy's 90s sound sort of vibe, and it could have easily been on Barometer Soup or Beach House on the Moon. Digging this tune, I really, really enjoy it. So much better than Bob Dylan's version. Was that a bad Bob Dylan impersonation? Sorry, man, Mozambique. All right, I'll stop. Jimmy nailed this cover of Bob Dylan's song, Mozambique. So much so, this is the only version I want to ever hear. It's got an upbeat vibe and groove, and it takes you away like so many of Jimmy's songs do. Jimmy also sounds amazing on vocals once again, and his duet with Emmylou Harris is flawless. They harmonize so well together. My final thoughts. I know we will probably get more Buffett music in the future. Stuff that's been on the cutting room floor. Stuff left off of albums. Stuff that he did before he found fame. Like the folk stuff. And I know he did songs for soundtracks and duets and things like that throughout his career. But all of that is complete and finished and recorded in another time and another place. Equal strain on all parts, however, is all new original work, and that is something we can't get and won't get again. This is it. And it's a hell of an album to go out on, filled with reflections and sounds spread throughout his career. It is obvious to me when listening to this album that Jimmy probably knew this was his final album, and that he wanted to close it out on a high note. And that's just what he did. I can't recommend it enough. If you haven't taken the time to listen to it, and re-listen to it, and re-listen to it again, then amend that right now once this episode is over. You will not regret it. Thank you, Jimmy, for all the years of music, and thank you for one more great and spectacular album. What are your thoughts on Equal Strain on All Parts? Do you have a favorite song? Do you have a least favorite song? Do you think we'll get more music in the future? Do you think the Reefers will tour again? Reach out and give me all your good thoughts, and check Spotify in case there is a poll to take. Let me drop anchor here and close out the episode. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe. If you haven't already, if you do enjoy what I do here, don't forget to rate and review this podcast. Y'all know the drill. And if you want to support me, reach out to me, whatever, check those show notes for that. Take care, and thanks for listening.